Today's Shi'ez Masech, the Pesachim Daf Chav Tes. We will begin in Daf Chav Ches on the Beis at the bottom of Daman Mani Masnissen. In our previous Shi'er, the Gemara had discussed at length the three opinions of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi HaGalili regarding Chametz on Pesach. When is it Asur? Is it Asur only on Yontav? Of course, everybody agrees that one may not eat Chametz on Pesach. We had the opinion of Yossi HaGalili that says that you may have Hanor from Chametz and Pesach. We had in our previous year as well the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who said the Chametz is Asur both before Pesach, during Pesach, and after Pesach. We had the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who holds the Chametz is Asur during Pesach and after during Pesach, but not so much before and after Pesach. Now, after having introduced these three opinions, the Gemara begins with a question, Mani Masnissen, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? E Rabbi Yehuda, if we're going to suggest that the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, who, as we just said, holds that Chametz is Osir Behanor, both before, during, and after Pesach, Chametz Stamakama, when Rabbi Yehuda introduced his opinion, Rabbi Yehuda said that he's speaking about all types of chametz, afil de nachri, even the chametz that belongs to an akum is also after Pesach. And our Mishnah certainly differentiated regarding chametz shavuot of a Pesach, regarding chametz that Pesach passed over, that's only the chametz of a Jew where there's an issue, not the chametz of an akum. Rav Shimon, and if we're going to want to suggest that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rav Shimon, the Yisrael Nami Mishushari, Rav Shimon held, as we just said, the Chametz after Pesach is Mutter. And if, suggests the Gemara, Rav Yossi HaGalili, one would want to say that it's following the opinion of Rav Yossi HaGalili, it certainly can't follow the opinion of Rav Yossi HaGalili, because Rav Yossi HaGalili holds, afil toich zmanoi, even during Pesach, Rav Yossi's opinion is Mishri Koshori Bahanor, the Chametz is Mutter in Hanor. And certainly Chametz that passed Pesach would be Mutter Bahanor, according to Rabbi Yossi. So ask the Ar Sameach. At this point of our Shir, the Gemara says that our Mishnah cannot be following the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, because according to Rabbi Shimon, Chametz Acha Pesach is not is Mutter Bahanor. So, as to our Sameach, we need to go back to the beginning of the Masechta. At the beginning of the Masechta, we learned that the Chacham taught us that if somebody did not do Bedikas Chametz before Pesach, he should do Bedikas Chametz after Pesach. If he didn't do Bedikas Chametz before Pesach, he should do it during Pesach. And if he didn't do it during Pesach, he should do it after Pesach. But as to our Sameach, if our Gemara is saying now that according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, there's no problem with Chametz after Pesach, even though I had it during Yontif, what's the point, what's the need to do Bedikas Chametz after Pesach? Even if I find Chametz, at this point the Gemara is holding that Rabbi Shimon does not subscribe to Chametz over Pesach. So Rav Sameach is Mechadish. He says that even at this point of the Gemara, where the Gemara holds that Rav Shimon holds the Chametz Shavuot of a Pesach is Mutter, that's only Chametz that you are aware of. But if you're not aware of that Chametz, even Rav Shimon will agree that that Chametz will be awesome. And the explanation he gives is as follows. Chazal were anxious for people to do Bedikas Chametz properly. So Chametz that they know of, that's not where they instituted Bedikas Chametz for so much. Because if you know about the Chametz, you'll know to take care of it. But Chametz she'eini yidua, people that don't, because Chametz that you know, Chazal were not concerned that people are going to be over by Yiroh, by Yimotze, deliberately. However, Chametz that you don't know, that's where we need to be concerned that you're going to, if you don't know about it, you wanted to get rid of it, you didn't want to be over by Yiroh, by Yimotze, even Rav Shimon will agree that chametz is asur. So we're back to where we started. Who is the Tanav our Mishnah? Amar of Akiva Yaakov, Loyal and Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to suggest that the Tanav of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Yalif Sada Chila Misad Re'iyah. The Torah, he learns the din of the Isser of eating chametz from the Isser of one owning Sar. Sar is, as we've been learning, leavening, sourdough. It's not edible, but the Torah says, Lo Yerol Chasar. Masad Re'iyah. When the Torah speaks about Sar, the Torah speaks about not seeing it. As we learned, the Torah says, Lo Yerol Chasar Chametz. And we learn from the word l'cha, earlier in Amasechta, shachay ataraya, you're not allowed to have your own chametz in your possession on Pesach. Avataraya shalachem shalgvaya, chametz that belongs to Nachri, chametz that belongs to Hegdash you may have. Afsar d'achila, even the sar of achila, that regarding chametz, he's suggesting shachay ataraychel, chametz that you own, you're not over. So what the Gemara is learning now is that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have a chiddush that chametz that belongs to a nachri, and of course this is not the halacha, the chametz that belongs to a nachri and chametz that belongs to hegdish may be eaten even in Pesach, and that's what the Mishnah means to say that after Pesach there's no problem. There's no problem with that chametz. So Rashi explains that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha would be that chametz of an akum and chametz of a hegdish may be consumed on yontif. Of course, midrabbanan, Rashi says it would be asur. Why would the rabbanan be machmer? One is because the sugi that we're going to be learning shortly, that chametz and Pesach is very chomer, that it's even asur b'mashu. Usually when we speak about something getting mixed up, there are dinim of bittel. By chametz, there's no din of bittel. And moreover, since I have responsibility for this chametz, that's why I'm chayif. Tosfos disagrees in that understanding of Rashi. And Tosfos says that according to Rashi, the halacha would be, at this point, according to Yehuda, chametz that is owned by a goy, or chametz that's owned by hegdish, there is no iser to eat that chametz. The question is that why, if you eat the chametz, as soon as you eat that chametz, it becomes yours. And if it becomes yours, then you're over, because it's only the chametz of a nachri that we, and the chametz of an akum, we have this exemption. And the chametz of a nachri, chametz of a hegdish. We don't have an exemption, chametz that belongs to a Jew. And as soon as the Jew begins to eat the chametz, it becomes his. So the Ravid explains that we're talking about a case where the person didn't chew the chametz. It was put into his beis habliya by someone else, and that doesn't affect a kinyan. Another pshat that I saw from the Shaul's Tshuva's Koich of Yaakov, which is a very important pshat in general, he discusses what's going to be the halacha if I'm eating in someone's home, and he serves me a meal, and the food that's on the table that I'm of course may partake. Can I use that food to be Mekadosh Anisha? We know, we've discussed many times, you could only use something that you own to be Mekadosh Anisha. Is that considered yours that you could use it to be Mekadosh Anisha? So he quotes a marit that you can't. Yes, I was invited to eat in your home, and therefore I certainly may eat what you serve me, but it doesn't become mine. So here too, if the Nachri gives me food, it doesn't become mine to the degree that I would be chayif, that I would be chayif by Rabbi Yimotza, because it's still considered belonging to the Akam, belonging to Hegdish. Tosfos, however, disagrees with Rashi's pshat. Rashi, as I said, holds the coin of Yehuda, chametz of Anachri, chametz of Hegdish, midaraisa, is mutter b'achila and mutter b'hano. Tosfos' approach is that the chametz, that even at this point, Rabbi Yehuda will only hold that the chametz of Nachri and chametz of Hegdish is mutter bahana, but it's not mutter b'achila. But Tosfos also asks a question. If we're speaking about, as Tosfos, the chametz of Hegdish, how could I eat that? How could I have hana? Even though we're not speaking about eating, Because according to Tosfos, Rabbi Yehuda at this point of the Gemara agrees that I may not eat the chametz, but he certainly agrees that I can have hanah. But the moment I have hanah, I'm over me'ila. So first Teretz Tosfos, Tosfos indeed suggests that I would be over me'ila. But the Gemara's focus here is on the Isurei chametz. The Gemara's focus here is not on the Isurei me'ila. The Mebina answers that we're referring to a situation that the chametz that I'm having anor from is worth less than a pruta. So as far as Hilchos chametz is concerned, there is no rule of a pruta. But when we speak about me'ila, with the Raisa, there is no issa me'ila on chametz that's there is no issa me'ila on chametz that's worth on anything that's less worth less than a pruta. So says the Gemara. Ubedinhu, according to this, the Baalei Mishnah fil b'chilin namishari. The Mishnah should have taught us that chametz of a nachri is mutter even to be eaten after Pesach, because according to this, it could be eaten even during Pesach. But because the Mishnah wants to teach us that the chametz of Yisrael is osbano after Pesach, so that's why Tananami the Nachri, mutabano, it tells us the other side that the Nachri's chametz is mutabano. And according to the way we're learning now, it should have said that even during Pesach, we're learning, Rabbi Yehuda would agree the chametz of a Nachri is mutabano. However, because the Mishnah wanted to focus on chametz after Pesach, teach us the din of chametz shavu over Pesach, so that's why Taranami the Nachri lachas manoi, it taught us the aloch of a Nachri as well. Rav Amma, that's the way Rav Achva Yaakov interpreted our Mishnah. That's following the opinion of Rav Amma. Rav Amma lo'olam Rav Shimonhi. Rav Amma disagrees, and he says that the opinion of the Tanoim of our Mishnah is the opinion of Rav Shimon. And indeed, as we learned, Rav Shimon holds that chametz lacha Pesach ought to be mutter. However, says the Gemara, Rav Shimon holds kenosik konis. There was a special fine imposed on somebody who held on to chametz during Yontif because mehoil v'ovah by Rabbi Yimotzer. Somebody who was over at Aveira, that's why Chazal gave him the knas that the chametz is osur. So ask the tzlach, if the Gemara is now being mechadish, that chametz shavu lo Pesach is a special knas, so then we could have even said that the Mishnah is following the opinion of Yosef Glili. And if Rabbi Yosef Glili indeed holds that chametz and Pesach is mutter ba'anah, Rabbi Yosef is going to hold that somebody had chametz on Yontif, they made a special knas. So the Tzlach says a beautiful teretz. He says the way to understand the knas is that Chazal extended whatever Isser was in place. So therefore explains the Tzlach. According to Rav Shimon, chametz and Pesach is osur. So the chametz with this knas went and extended it into after Yontov as well. But according to Rav Yosef Glili, as we said at the beginning of the shir, chametz during Pesach is not osur b'hanor. So therefore it was not possible to extend something that didn't exist during Yontov. So again, what's the knas? The knas is because the person was over by Yiroah by Yimotzah. What's going to be the halacha, debate the Rishonim, if the person was over by Yiroah by Yimotzah, but he was only over by Yiroah by Yimotzah with the Rabbanim? That means, let's say, there was chametz of an Akum by him, that with the Raisa, he's not over by Yiroah by Yimotzah, only with the Rabbanim. The Ran holds that since he wasn't allowed to hold that chametz in his possession, the Rav Shimon will hold there's a knas. The Ramban disagrees. He says only in a situation where it's chametz of Yisrael that he owned that chametz and he's over by Yiroah by Yimotzah with the Raisa would there be a knas, not any well. So if that's the case, the Rishonim take it a step further. We go back to the beginning of the Masechta. At the beginning of the Masechta, we learned that mid the Raisa, bittel is adequate. So if you have a person that only did bittel, he didn't do bedikas chametz, he didn't do shreifas chametz, what would be the halacha? So the Bali Eater says at that point, it's only the chametz is only also midrabanan, because as I said, midaraisa bittel is adequate, and at this point where it's a knas, There's no reason we wouldn't make a knas on such chametz after Yontif. The Rosh disagrees. And the Rosh, very much consistent with the opinion of the Ran, holds that even if you're only over by Yirah, by Yimotzim, with the Rabbanon, the knas is still applicable. What would be chametz of an akum that was left by the Jew, but the Jew took a chrayis? So again, that is a case of Issad Rabbonon, and it'll be a machlokes rishonim or not. So now that we're learning it's a knas, because the person was over by Yirah, by Yimotzei, what would be the halacha? So I, who Rachman Tzlon, was over by Yirah, by Yimotzei, our Gemara is teaching us, will get a knas. But what would be on somebody else who wasn't over by Yirah, by Yimotzei? What would be the halacha with that chametz? So Rabbeinu David says that once Chazal made a knas, that the chametz that one was over by Yirah, by Yimotzei, is usher, it's usher to everyone. The Ramban, the Meiri, takes a different approach. The Meiri says that it's usher l'achila to everyone, but the Issa Hano is only on the person who was over by Yirah, by Yimotzei. What would be the halacha if someone's father is not religious and he owned chametz on Yontif? He didn't dispose of his chametz and he passed away during Yontif. And his son becomes the Yairish, and his son now has the ownership of that chametz. So will we say, well, that chametz was owned by a Jew over Pesach, and therefore it should be considered chametz over Pesach, we should make a knas, or we don't. So the Noda Behuda says that if this chametz, at the beginning of Yom Tov, was owned by a Jew who did not dispose of it, and therefore that Jew was over by Yirah, by Yimotzei, even though during Yom Tov, the son who wants to do the right thing now became the owner, it doesn't make a difference. It still is Osir. The Mekar Chaim also agrees with that pshat. The Or Sameach explains that why did Chazal make a knas that chametz lacha Pesach is osur? Because Chazal wanted to be concerned, we're concerned that if we're not going to make such a knas, and people will own chametz on Yontif, they mil chas v'sholem maybe come to eat it. But in a situation, and therefore, in any situation where that concern is there, even though this son, for example, was completely innocent, we still say that it's considered chametz shavuot over Pesach. Bishlama, says the Gemara. So now we've had two explanations in our Mishnah. One explanation in our Mishnah is Rav Acha ben Yaakov, who holds that the Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the chametz of a Nochri and of Hegdish, according to Rashi, can be eaten and you can have anor from it, and there's no problem after Pesach either. And according to Tosfos, there's only hanor. And the other explanation is Rava, and Amish is following the opinion of Shimon, and the reason of Shimon, even though Rabbi Shimon is lenient, but chametz achar Pesach is a special knas. Says the Gemara, Bishlam l'Rava. According to Rava, the chametz achar Pesach is a knas. Hayinu d'ktani, that's why we can understand what our Mishnah says. She Yisrael asur, the chametz that would belong to a Jew over Yontif is asur. Mishum shenema lo yirah. Because this person was over the lava by Yirah, Chazal made a knas on him. Ela Rachba Yaakov. According to Rachba Yaakov, who explains that our Mishnah is going according to Yehuda. And so the Mishnah should have said that the reason why chametz is also after Pesach is lo yachol chametz miboilei. That's how we learn the Isra of chametz shavuot over Pesach. Because according to Yehuda, chametz shavuot over Pesach is also b'hanor midaraisa based on that pasuk. Answers the Gemara, Mi Savrit, a Sefer Koi. Do you think that our Mishnah, when he quoted this Pasuk, is going on the Sefer regarding the Chametz of Yisrael? According to Yehuda, if we're interpreting that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Yehuda, a Reish Koi, that Pasuk is of Loi Ra is going on the Reish. Vach Kama. Chod Mishal Nachri Shavu Lava Pesach Mutmano. The Chametz of Akum after Pesach is Mutmano. Mishim Shnema Loi Ra L'cho. So I learned from that pasuk shulchay atoraya. Avol atoraya shulchay mishul gvaya. The chametz of a nachri or akum is mutter of a hegdish is mutter after Pesach. And then, as we learned earlier, v'yal sard achilim sardariya. So Gemara now continues in saying that this machlokes of how to understand our Mishnah and which Tana's opinion is the Tana of our Mishnah is Azla Tamayu, is they are consistent with what they learned elsewhere. Ditmar, Ha'echasar shal nachri shavol of a Pesach. If somebody eats the chametz of an akum that was avol of a Pesach, the Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that there is an issa medaraisa for chametz shavol of a Pesach, Rava Maloika. If there's issa deraisa to eat chametz shavol of a Pesach, Rava says you get malchus, because Rava doesn't have, according to Rabbi Yehuda, an exemption for the chametz of a nachri. V'racha b'yakov ayma ena lakim. And the Gemara explains it. Rav Amalika, lo yalfrab yudasod achilim sodariya. He doesn't learn the issa of achilis chametz from the issa of bayira. And therefore, so the, even though the issa of bayira doesn't apply by a nachri, Rav Yudah doesn't say that that would not apply to the achila. Achila of a chametz of an achri will be asur. And since according to Rav Yehuda, chametz shavol of a Pesach is asur midaraisa, if somebody would eat such chametz, even though it belonged to the nachri during Yontif, it would he would be getting malchus. Rav Yachva Yaakov Amar Ein Eloika, because Yav Sar Dachilim Sar Deriya, and since by an akum there is no iser of by Yerob, there is no iser by an akum of by Yerob by Motzei, there also is no iser of eating that chametz after Yontif. Says the Gemara. However, Hadabei Rav Yachva Yaakov Mahi, Rav Yachva Yaakov retracted that Rav Achba Yaakov held that according to Rabbi Yehuda, chametz of a nachri and hegdish, we said is a berry bechidish, that according to them, it's even mutter on yontif, and we learned that according to Rashi, midaraisa, the chametz of a nachri, the chametz of a hegdish, may be eaten, and you can have a no. He says, Rav Achba Yaakov retracts from that explanation. The Tanya, ha'echel chametz shel hegdish b'moyed, if somebody eats chametz that belongs to hegdish on yontif, mo'al. He's chayif me'ila. When somebody, chas v'sholem, does the aveira me'ila, first of all, you're only chayif me'ila if you did it b'shogig. And if you were moil, if you ate something that belonged to Hegdish b'shogig, you have to pay the value, you have to add a chaymish, and you have to bring a nasham me'ilas. So the Gemara is learning now that if you ate Hegdish chametz on yontif, your chai, it's considered you did mila. And we don't say that since the chametz is also bahano, it has no value. And if it has no value, it should not be mila. For as we explained a few moments ago, there's never an issa mila if it's not a shava pruta. So where we see from here, and we don't say that since after yontif, it will have a value, therefore, you should be, because after Pesach, it will have a value. So, that's why you are over Me'ila. V'yesh omrim loy mo'al, that there's no Me'ila. Because at this point, there is no value. And moreover, there's a rule throughout Shas of Kimleib and Rabbi Menei. So this person who ate chametz is chai for karis for eating chametz. Since he's chai karis for eating chametz, we say kimle de rabbinay, and he's not chayiv for me'ila. As the Gemara Masech de Ksubis, the Flam Vav Amabes teaches us, the pasuk says regarding a person who hit a woman who's pregnant, v'lo ye osan onish onish. The Torah says that if the woman did not die, then the person who attacked her is not chayiv mitzah. He has to pay the value of the damage he did. But if, says the Gemara, im yeh osun, that he killed this woman, and he's chayiv misa for killing the woman, then he's potter for paying. Why? Because kimle with the rabbinay. Whenever a person is chayiv two punishments, we only give him the more serious punishment. Now the question is, when we say kimle with the rabbinay, is that only in a place where the person is mechuyib misa bezdin will kill the person for what he did? Or do we say kimle de rabbinay even when there's the punishment is in the hands of Shemayim, like Chometz, which is Chorus. Says the Gemara, Man Yesh Oimrim, who is the Tan of the Yesh Oimrim that says that we apply here the concept of eating Chometz on Pesach that belongs to Hegdish, that there's no Mi'ila, because we say Kimle B'drabmanei? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akihi. It represents the opinion of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. The Tanya, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, Oisus Yom Kippurim Shabbos L'Tashlumim. Rabbi Nechunya ben Kippurim treated Yom Kippur like Shabbos. Mas Shabbos. If somebody does a Malach on Shabbos, the Malach is Mischai ben Asher. He's Chai Mises Bezdin. And therefore, if as he did a Malach, he also was Chai for payment. Let's say on Shabbos he put on fire somebody else's property. So he's chayiv misa for being mechal Shabbos. He's chayiv tashlumim for the damage he did for that person. So he's potem tashlumim. That's a classical example of kimla midrabnei. After Yom Kippurim, we have somebody, Rachman Slon, is mechal Yom Kippur, there's a chayiv chorus. We still say mischayiv benafshay potem tashlumim. We still apply the concept of kimla midrabnei. So the Gemara is saying the same thing regarding somebody who eats chametz of Hegdish on Pesach, that since he's chayiv chorus for eating the chametz, we say kimle b'drabnei, and therefore he's not chayiv for the me'ilah. And as the Rishonim explain, we could understand that kimle b'drabnei should exempt him from paying for the value of the Hegdish. But what about the chomish? And what about the carbon asher me'ilas? So explain the Rishonim, if he's not chayiv for part of the Isser, he's not chayiv for all the Isser. There's another very important point. Rashi Devarei Maskil S explains that we've learned that to be chayiv me'ila, you're only chayiv if you did me'ila b'shoigig. So if the person ate b'shoigig, there's no chayiv chorus. So why are we applying the concept of kimle b'drabanei? So Rashi explains that the situation that our Gemara is referring to is a situation where he was a shogig on the Mila, but he was a mazid on the chametz. But Tosfos, the Devarei Maskil Rebbe, says that our Gemara is following the opinion of Chizkiya in Masechta Ksubos Daf Lamed Hei, who expands the concept of Kimle B'drabanei. And Chizkiya says that even a situation where the person would not get the more serious punishment, because he did the Averi B'shoigig. And when you do the Averi B'shoigig, Avada, you won't be Chayiv Misa. But since you did an Avera for which there is a Chayiv Misa, even though you're not going to get the Misa, because you did a B'shoigig, we still apply the concept of Kimle B'drabanei. The Gemara now offers a different explanation in the Halach that we're learning now about eating chametz of Hegdish. A behema that was designated to be carbon and then became balmum. So halach is, it can't be poured on the mizbeach. What you do is, you are paid the animal, you redeem the animal, and now it may be eaten. But still, it has certain kedusha left to it. You may not shear its wool, you may not use it for work. And the halach is, it's milk. Is awesome and all. Tizbach v'chalta basar, that the halacha, the Torah says, the Gemara Masechta Tmura, the flamen aleph amar aleph, it only may be eaten, but its shearing, its wool, its milk, its actual animal may not be used. Now the question is, could I redeem it? And we just said we may eat the meat. What could I do with that meat? So Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef says that the machloikas that we have here about eating chametz of Hegdish and Pesach both agree with the opinion of Rabbi Yosef. That Rabbi Yosef said, we mentioned at the beginning of the shiur, Rabbi Yosef Glili's opinion is that chametz is mutter b'hano even on Pesach. What is the machloikas here? Upaydas ag kotshim lachil makav from Komifki. The machloikas here is that if a Hegdish became balmum and I'm allowed to redeem it, I'm allowed to serve that meat to a dog. Mandam and mol. The mandam says that you are moil, because of a point of hegdish lachlil and cloven. You could even be paid a hegdish to give it to a dog. And similarly, even though chametz of hegdish may not be eaten on Pesach, because it's chametz, but I'm allowed to redeem it. And I'm allowed to redeem it and give it to a dog. And a dog, obviously, may eat chametz on Pesach. And therefore, it has some value. And therefore, somebody who uses that chametz, the halach is, he's moil behegdish. Umanda oma loymol. The man Daman says that there is no milo. He holds, ein paidim, you can't redeem hegdish to give it to a dog. So no one's allowed to eat this chametz. Since no one is allowed to eat this chametz, it has no value and there is no milo. Now the Gemara attempts another explanation in this machlokes. The Gemara, the Tanoim, in Masechta Bava Kama, Daf Ayin Dalar Mabei's debate, something that could cause you a loss, it doesn't have any value, but it could cause you to have a gain, or gain, a financial gain, is considered moment or not. The Gemara Masechta Bava Kama, Daf Ayin Vav, discusses the situation of somebody steals from someone else, cut an animal that was hegdish, and he slaughtered the animal or sold the animal. Rav Shimon holds that kachim that I'm responsible for, and that if I have these kachim in my possession, if they will be stolen or lost, I am responsible to replace it. So the person who steals from him has to pay him, like any situation where someone steals from someone else, they has to pay keren, he has to pay kefil sometimes, or arba v'chamisha, the din of arba v'chamisha that play by shor v'seh. Because since I am responsible for this animal, so it could cause me a financial loss. If something happens to the animal, I would have to be the one to replace it, and that's why it's considered that it's considered like my own, something that I own. The chum hold that dovah goyim l'mamon is not mamon. So yes, the person who's if I am responsible for this animal. And therefore, since I'm responsible for the animal, were something to happen to this animal, I would be held responsible and I would have to pay. It still, that doesn't make that it should be considered my mammon. So Rav Achba Yaakov Tanala, he explains this machloikus lash matz mishmei de Rabbi Yosef, this gemara that we learned, Bahalishna. The kul alma, everybody agrees, ein paidim zekachim l'chilon klovim. We can't be paid the hegdish to give it to a dog. And therefore, that the chametz on Pesach has no value. But we also agree with Rav Shimon that after Yontif, it is mutter. And the machlokes here is, is that enough to make it be considered as if I own it? And therefore, there would be me'ila. Man da omer, mol, that since after Yontif, it will be mutter. Since after Yontif, it will be mutter. That's why the halacha is, davar garim l'mamon kamamon dami, and I did me'ila because it has a value. Man da omer mol, k'sav davar garim l'mamon kamamon dami. Or man da k'sav loy mol, k'sav davar garim l'mamon laf kamamon dami. And therefore, chametz on Pesach has no value. If chametz on Pesach has no value, that's why it's not considered that I did me'ila. Rav Achba Yaakov omer, the kul amma, no. He has another way of explaining this machlokes. Everybody's going to be opinion of Dava Gomer Mam Dami. And therefore, Chometz after Pesach, if it has a value, if Chometz Shavu of Pesach is not Osur, it's considered that it has a value, and there would be here in Issamila. For Hocha, the machlokes in this Brisa is actually, but plucked at Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon Kamilfki, they're arguing the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. Nanda Amaloy Mo, the man that says you were in Moil is of the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda, as we began today, sheer holds the chomish oval of a Pesach is osim midaraisa ba'ano. And certainly, chomish oval of a Pesach is osim ba'ano during Pesach. And therefore, it has no value. It has no value even after Pesach. And therefore, it's not considered davar goyim l'mamon dami. And therefore, there's no milah. The man that holds that there is milah, holds like Rav Shimon, that chametz shava Pesach is mutter, and therefore, It's since it's mutter after yomtiv, it's a davar garim l'mamin. Davar garim l'mamin k'mamin dami. It has value, and that's why it is mila. Ask the Gemara for Rachba Yaakov the Omer. Rabbi Yehuda Yael saw the achilim saw the riyah. But we learned that Rachba Yaakov says that the issa of achilim chametz we learn by raw only applies to an akum. It only applies to the chametz of a Jew, according to Rachba Yaakov. So the chametz, not to the chametz of an akum, not to the chametz of hegdish. Here we're speaking about the chametz of hegdish. So for Rachba Yaakov, who was correct is in his understanding of Rabbi Yehuda, then the chametz has value. The value of the chametz of hegdish is that it could be used, that it's not also b'achila or b'hanah according to Rashi. According to Tosfos, it's not also b'hanah. So it has value if it belongs to hegdish. So why are we saying that it has no value, and that's why there's no me'ila? Ella, we must say that chadabei Rav Achba Yaakov ahi, Rav Achba Yaakov walked away from that interpretation, and Rav Achba Yaakov indeed agrees that there is an iser on chametz that belongs to hegdish during yontif, and therefore it's also on yontif, it's also on after yontif, and therefore since it has no value, there is no me'ila. Gemara offers one more explanation about somebody who eats chametz of hegdish on Pesach. Vach vayaka, Rashi Amar the Kula Amar, everybody agrees she'ein poidim, that we can't be poida chametz to give it to a dog. Chametz or hegdish. And therefore, chametz on Pesach has no value. And everybody holds the Dovah Gorim al-Mamak Lav Kamaman Dami. That even if it have value after Pesach, if it has no value on Pesach, it's not considered it has any value. V'hocha, he says the Gemara, the Machloikis in this Braisa goes back to the way we began this year. The Machloikis is Machloikis, Rabbi Yosef Aglili Rabbanan. Rabbi Yosef Aglili held that chametz on Pesach is mutter b'hanah. All chametz, according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, on Pesach is mutter b'hanah. And the Rabbanan hold that chametz on Pesach is also b'hanah. So Mandam Amol, the Mandam that says that there was Mila, clearly holds like Rabbi Yosef. And therefore, since chametz and Pesach is mutter b'hanah, it has a value. If it has a value, there's Mila. The Mandam says that there is no Mila, follows the opinion of Rabbanan. The Rabbanan in this Gemara mean Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, since it has no value, even though after Yontif it may have value, because Dovah Garm L'mamin K'mamin Dami, after Pesach it's not going to be Osir, because we may not hold about the Isser Chomet Shavu of a Pesach, but still, right now it has no value, and we're holding the Dovah Garm L'mamin Lav K'mamin Dami, and therefore, since it currently has no value, there is no Isser Me'ila. We begin now a sugya about Bittel. We know that the halacha is very concerned about when you have a mixture of something mutter with something asr, what's the halacha? Midaraisa, the Torah teaches us Acher Rabban Lahatis. Acher Rabban Lahatis means that we always go with the roiv. Whatever is the majority, that's what we say. When do we say that? That's only when something which is also in dry gets mixed up with something mutter that's dry. That's called a taruvis of yovish biyovish. But when we have a taruvis, lach belach doesn't mean necessarily two liquids. But if it, where there's tam traveling, that means if we'll have flour, if we'll have two cups of flour that get mixed up. So there's no dry flour. There's no tam traveling from the mutadiga flour to the isadiga flour. But when we have liquid, or when we have something, a piece, or we, for example, we'll have a piece of meat that's not kosher, that got mixed up with hot vegetables. So the taste of the meat goes into the vegetables. That's called tam kicker. So when it's a taruvis, a min b'she'en aminai, nevela, a piece of non-kosher meat that got mixed up with red vegetables and got cooked together, and we can't identify anymore that non-kosher piece of meat. So if the tam of that kosher, non-kosher meat is still there, then it's osur. And throughout Shas, we explain tamkik is midaraisa, and the shear is shishim. That if there's going to be shishim of heter versus the isser, then we say under normal circumstances there's no time traveling. What about if there's a teruvus of lach belach, where you have kosher meat and non-kosher meat that got mixed up together, and they're warm, and the time is traveling from one to the other? We have a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in Masechet Zvachim, Daf Ein Zayin on the base. Rabbi Yehuda holds that when you have min b'minoi, the example we just gave, two pieces of meat, min b'minoi lach b'lach, never becomes bottle. The Chachamim hold, the Midaraisa, it's bittel b'roiv, but even though it's min b'minoi, lach b'lach, they will hold that you need to have shishim. The source for Rabbi Yehuda is the Gemara Masechta Menachos Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. The Torah teaches us by the avoid of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, he takes the dam of the par, which is of a cow, which is a large animal. He takes dam of a sor, which is a small animal, and he mixes them together. But the Torah, when it describes this avoida, says v'lokach midam ha'par midam ha'sor. We see that the sor blood doesn't become bottled. The Torah still calls it dam ha'sor. So we see that since it's min b'minoi, it never becomes bottled. The Chacham disagree because, and they say the reason it's called dam ha'sor is because there it's a unique situation, because that dam is going on the mizbeach. When something is going on the Mizbeach, that's why it doesn't become bottle. La Locha, the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Ein Gimel Amud Beis, has a machloikus. The Gemara discusses where you have Yayin Nesach, which of course is Osir, got mixed up with kosher wine. So the Gemara says, there's a klal, min b'minoi, when you have things that are the same, mashahu, v'shloi b'minoi, b'nois and tam. And as Machlokes Rav and Shmuel versus Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, how to understand that Mishnah? Rav and Shmuel explain that Zah Klal comes to teach us that by all Isurim of the Torah, Miminoi is Mashahu, even the smallest amount, Shloi Miminoi is Nois and Tam. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish says Zah Klal is coming to teach us about Tevel, which has a din like Yai Nesach. But even by all other Isurim, Tevel and Yayin Nesach are particularly strict. Everywhere else, not only min b'she'ena minoi, but even min b'minoi is bottle b'shishim. Amrav. So our Gemara, with this introduction, begins the shir. Amrav chametz b'zmanoi. Chametz that got mixed into a mixture on Pesach, bein b'minoi, whether it got mixed up in the same min, bein shloi b'minoi, or it's min b'she'ena minoi, the halach is that it's never a bottle and it's osur. Shloi b'zmanoi. But if this happened after Yontif, b'minoi osur. If it's min b'minoi, it will be osur. Shloi b'minoi. If it's shloi b'minoi, then it's mutter. And the Gemara is going to explain. B'may iskinen. What is the case, asked the Gemara, the Rav is discussing? Ilayim b'nois and tam. If we're talking about a situation where the tam of the chametz is noticeable, Shloi b'zmanoi, shloi b'minoi, if we're saying that it's after Pesach, and it's min b'ena minoi, it's mutter, how can we say it's mutter? Hayov tama. It must be, says the Gemara, it must be b'mashahu. That the halach is that chometz that got mixed in, even though you had a very large shear of heter, and there is no nois and tam, still Rav is telling us that it's also b'mashahu. Says the Gemara. So now we will understand Rav as follows. Chametz b'zmanoi, chametz during Yontif, bein b'minoi, bein shloi b'minoi, whether it got mixed up in minoi, whether it got mixed up shloi b'minoi, osur. It will always be osur. Because Rav l'tamei, Rav is following his opinion that we just quoted from a Masechet Avodah Zarah. The Rav Shmuel Damri Tavayu, that their opinion is, kol yisurin shebetayra b'minoi, if we have a mixture of min b'minoi, there's no bittel, it's always mashahu. Shloi b'minoi, If it's shleiber minoi, the halach is that there the shear is min b'sheina minoi. The time is night. The shear is nice and time. Now Rav went with chametz a step further, and Rav gazer chametz was manoi shleiber minoi. Rav said that chametz during Pesach, when it's shleiber minoi, it's aser otam minoi. That chametz min shleina b'minoi is also because min b'minoi, and then he said shleiber's manoi after Pesach b'minoi aser k'Rav Yehuda. Like Rabbi Yehuda holds, as we learned at the beginning of our shir, that chametz after Pesach is also b'hano, and therefore it's going to be like all other Yisurim of min b'minoi that Rabbi Yehuda holds on that bottle. The shloi b'minoi, and if there was a mixture of shloi b'minoi, mutter, the shloi b'zman of shloi b'minoi to tell us that it's after Pesach, and also it's a mixture of min b'ein b'minoi, kula hai lo gezrinin, we weren't so machmer. Shmuel Amar, but now the Gemara gives us a different opinion. Now the Gemara offers the opinion of Shmuel and says, Chametz b'zmanoi, Chametz during Yontif b'minoi osur. If it's mixed up b'minoi, it's osur. B'shloi b'minoi mutter. And the Gemara is going to explain this in a moment. Shloi b'zmanoi, after Pesach, b'minoi, b'shloi b'minoi mutter. And explains the Gemara. Chametz b'zmanoi b'minoi osur. During Yontif, if there's a mixture of min b'minoi, Shmuel tamei. Shmuel is following his opinion. The Rav Shmuel Damer Tavayu, Kol Asur Shvetayra, B'minoi, Asur B'mashu. Whenever you have a mixture of Min B'minoi, there is no Bittel. Shloi B'minoi, when it's a mixture of Min B'she'en B'minoi, the Shear is nice and tam. And says the Gemara, according to Shmuel, Shloi B'minim Atam Minim Le'gazo. We did not make a Gzeira of Min B'en B'minoi because Min B'minoi. Shloi B'zmanoi, after Pesach, Bein B'minoi Bein Shlebimina, whether it's Bemina Shlebimina, Matarim, because Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon, that Chametz Lacha Pesach is only Osir because of a Knas, as we discussed at the beginning of the Shir, and the Chachamim, according to Rav Shmuel, Chazal, did not take that Knas so far to apply it even when the Chametz is in a Taruvus. Chazal only said the Chametz Shavuot Pesach is also when you have the Chametz alone, not in a Taruvus. Now the Gemara gives another opinion. Rabbi Yochanan, chametz b'zmanoi during Pesach, bein b'minoi shem b'loi b'minoi. The halacha is it's osur. Shnei bein b'minoi bein shloi b'minoi osur both b'noi sintan. Shloi b'zmanoi bein b'minoi bein shloi b'minoi mutter. And the Gemara explains it. Chametz b'zmanoi during Yontif bein b'minoi bein shloi b'minoi. The shear always is going to be nice and tam. Because as we said a few moments ago, Rabbi Yochanan Tamei, the Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Tamei Tavayu Masechta Avodah Zarah, the Kol Isurin Shebetayra, Bein B'minam Bein Shloi B'minam, the Shear is nice and tam. And therefore on Pesach it's the same. Shloi B'zmanai, after Pesach, Bein B'minai Bein Shloi B'minai, the Mutter, because it's the foul opinion of Shimon, that the Halacha is it's only a Knas, and there's no Knas, the Knas only applies when you have Chametz alone, not when the Chametz is in a taruvus.